The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Definitely more comfortable, have a better understanding of, you know, what we're trying to do offensively, how we're trying to attack, things of that nature. So definitely more comfortable. I think that's, you know, why they traded for me. Definitely ready for an increased role, definitely ready for more opportunities, and I'm ready to pounce on them. So, yeah, for sure. Obviously, I would have to do a little bit more, you know, after practice, before practice, in terms of just getting the game plan down, because these guys have been, you know, doing that since camp and everything like that. I'm only, you know, a little more than a week in, so definitely have to spend the extra time. And yeah, so that's what I've been doing for sure.
Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper feeling more comfortable with the Bills offense here, his second game upcoming. Seattle, the opponent on Sunday. We welcome in from Bills Digest and the Batavia Daily News our buddy Alex Brasky. Alex, we got some injury concerns to deal with going into this game, and we have Amari Cooper talking as if he's going to be more involved than he was even in his first game, which is good news for the Buffalo Bills offense. How are you today, bud?
I'm doing well. World Series starts today. Let's go, Yankees.
Okay, let's start here because we got to clear the air here. We're in the Bills media room. We're waiting for Sean McDermott to come out. And I sit down, and after the Yankees have won Saturday night, and that's exciting. First time in 15 years. You would think, you know, sidebar. Anyhow, I'll get in trouble there. But, Alex, I congratulated Yankee fans on X and said I was happy for them. And you said you would never do the same for me and Met fans. Why this irrational hate for the New York Mets, Alex? You should have disdain for the Red Sox, I would think.
I don't think it's irrational whatsoever. Maybe to the level that I hate the Mets is a bit irrational. I explained it last time. It goes back to that Subway Series in 2000. But I think if you were to poll Mets fans everywhere, a wide, wide majority would say that they're rooting against the Yankees tonight, rooting against the Yankees throughout the series, and quite vehemently so. I've asked a few of my Met fan friends, and they are indeed rooting against the Yankees. So I think you are the rare breed here, not vice versa.
You didn't ask him if he was rooting for the Yankees, though, did you, Alex? I mean,
I did ask him that off air, and he actually told me he's rooting for, I think he said the Yankees. I think
from his
Yankee friends, he'd love for them to be happy.
Except for you!
Lollipops and rainbows.
I'd be happy for my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and every Yankee fan I know. For Mark Fregal, I could rattle off like 100 Yankee fans, Alex. And you're the only one that, like, you know, throws shade at the Mets the way they do. I would be happy for you. Alex, I would be happy for you if you won the World Series there.
Oh, that's Gene taking the high road, Alex.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe that most Met fans in any way, shape, or form would be happy if the Yankees won the World Series. Instead, I think that they would be completely just saddened by it, depressed, and probably throughout the entire offseason.
Yeah, Alex, let's call it for what it is. You're jealous. Okay, that's what that is my read on this. We'll get to the Bills talk.
Wait, let me ask you this. Jealous of what?
Well, we have fun. We are the fun fan base. We can take any situation. You can like mock us for grimace. You know what? We're gonna own that. You know,
where I come from, winning is fun, Gene. Winning is a lot of fun, and the Yankees have done a lot more of that than the Mets throughout my lifetime.
Alex, the middle of this defense.
Wait, before.
Okay.
Prediction for tonight, Alex. Let's hear it. Gerrit Cole's on the mound. What do you think?
I think the Yankees are going to lose this one. I think they're going to fall in a 0-1 hole, but they're going to leave L.A. 1-1, and then they're going to win both in New York, go up 3-1. I think they're going to win it in 6.
I have the reverse going here. I think Flaherty is got something going on with his arm. They're concerned about this, but they don't have any other option. Flaherty got shellacked last Friday, but then you got to deal with Yamamoto. So it's going to be a lot of fun, the 7-game series. Alex, as far as wait a second, let's start with Dwayne Carter here. When did this happen? Wrist surgery here. That was kind of a bummer to learn that today.
Yes, it was, especially considering that he had participated in practice, albeit a limited participant, on Wednesday and Thursday, and then to find out the news this morning that he will not only be out for this game, but he'll likely have to undergo surgery and perhaps go on injured reserve, kind of came out of nowhere. Maybe he tested it on Wednesday and Thursday, realized that this is an injury that probably he's not going to be able to manage in terms of pain tolerance. And I think it's probably just better for the team to get it done now, get him back for the stretch run, and also a young player. I'm not sure of the nature of the injury, but you're always worried with these injuries if they're going to linger or perhaps impact the player down the road. So better to get it done now, I think. It's going to hurt the Bills in the short term for sure. He was an ascending player. Haven't gotten a whole lot from Ed Oliver this year. He's missed a couple of games due to injury. Carter's filled in nicely. I think he's been a bit inconsistent, but he's given you those splash plays. And without him this week, you'll have to turn to Austin Johnson, maybe Zion Logue, in terms of a reserve role behind Oliver and Daquan Jones.
Let's talk about the Terrell Bernard injury, because I think that's a significant one. We saw Bale Inspector fill in for Bernard earlier this season. How much of a drop-off is there, and how much concern should Bills fans have knowing that Bernard's not going to be on the field in Seattle?
Huge drop-off. I think this is a major concern entering this game. You have Noah Fant for the Seattle Seahawks, a quality tight end that I think the Seahawks are going to feature without Bernard on the field this week. And also Kenneth Walker, a talented running back who likes to get to the second level and make things happen, a big play guy for sure. So Spectre is not Bernard by any stretch of the imagination in terms of communication before the play and in terms of his ability to diagnose post-snap. Has trouble getting off blocks, has trouble in coverage. I think both are going to be exposed this week against the Seahawks. You need a big game from Dorian Williams. He's also been a little bit inconsistent this year. I think overall you've been pleased with what you've gotten from Williams, but some of his inefficiencies are the same as Baylen Spector. So Bernard's a big loss this week. There's no doubt about it. There's no way around it. Especially without Carter up front, you lose somebody to perhaps take some attention away from that second level as well. So I think that Bills defense hurting a little bit in the middle leading into this one.
All right, as we're talking, the Bills have just placed Dwayne Carter on IR, so that will free up a roster spot. We'll see what the Bills do there. Maybe they promote a wide receiver with no Curtis Samuel. We'll learn that tomorrow. Our guest, Alex Braske, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, and Right Here, Right Now podcast. Alex, as we've been kind of learning all about the Seahawks, a team you don't see that often, a team we don't watch as much as others, we kind of learned that, yeah, their defense really isn't that good, actually. Do you view this game maybe as, sure, the Bills have some issues going in on their defense, but if Josh Allen and the Bills offense is doing what they're supposed to do, then just outscore them and everything will be fine?
I completely agree with you. You look at the Seattle defense in terms of the numbers and all the discussion. It's been talked about as one of the above average to top defenses in the league. But if you look at who they played, the Broncos and Bo Nix's first start, the New England Patriots in 2024, they played the Dolphins without Tua for the first time. They win all three of those games. They hold the Broncos to 20, Patriots to 20, the Dolphins to 3. But then they get thrashed by the Detroit Lions. The Lions score 42 points against them. And then the New York Giants, the powerhouse that they are, they drop 29 points on the Seahawks. And then the 49ers, 36 points in week 6. I know that they responded with a 34-14 win over the Falcons, but how good are the Falcons at this point? They've been up and down this year with Kirk Cousins in his first season at the helm. So I'm not so sure that this Seahawks defense is all it's cracked up to be. I'm not sure the Seahawks team is all it's cracked up to be. They're sort of an enigma, win 3 straight games to begin the season against really bottom-of-the-barrel competition that was before the Broncos had turned things around. And then you lose 3 straight, 2 against quality opponents, but that loss to the Giants really stands out. And then you do respond with that game against the Falcons. So, like I said, kind of an enigma with this team. I'm not sure what to expect, but I think going into this game, and I'm working on my 5 takes for the dailynewsonline.com, a lot of people predicting this one to be close. I'm not so sure. I think the Bills win by double digits quite handily. Amari Cooper steps in, increases his snap share, maybe 60, 70% of the snaps, 4 for 66 and a touchdown last week. I'm not sure if his production will increase tenfold, but I think you're going to see him on the field a lot more, and that's going to open up things for other players. And this offense is going to be able to thrive against the Seattle defense, like you said, that I don't think is as good as everybody else is talking.
So, Alex, I want to stay with the wide receivers for a second because Curtis Samuel missing this game, a lot of cynical fans would say, like, well, who cares? He hasn't done anything all season long anyways. And I would say that if he has done anything, he's been used in motion. He's been used as a decoy. He's been used as somebody that they can move around pre-snap to kind of move the eyes of defenders around. Is there somebody in mind that you think gets elevated with Samuel not being on the field, or do you think that the Bills just kind of roll with what they've got now with Cooper in the fold?
I would expect them to elevate Tyrell Shavers or KJ Hamler. Certainly not a given that they could go with the status quo without Curtis Samuel. Like you said, he hadn't been contributing much anyhow, and now you have the influx of Amari Cooper. So I'm not sure whoever they do elevate is going to see much time or much production or many targets for that matter. But if they are to elevate somebody, I would point it at Tyrell Shavers, who was elevated earlier this season when Khalil Shakir was out, I believe. Or perhaps that was when somebody else was out. But either way, either Shavers or Hamler, I think, would be the first up in this circumstance.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Braske, our guest here, Bills coming up in Seattle. What's our concern level this week with the Bills' place-kicking situation, Alex? I mean, it's a week-to-week thing now, apparently, but I guess they have this competition, though, or during practice? You guys don't get to watch kicks during practice, correct? You're kind of shooed out of there?
Correct, yeah. We're during the preseason training camp, we get to watch some kicks, but during the regular season, we really only get to watch positional drills and anything of substance. We are shooed right out of there. They don't want us watching anything leading in to game week, and understandably so, with all the secretiveness and everything, secrecy, excuse me, surrounding NFL coaches and game plans and everything like that. But I think this is another big week for Tyler Bass. If it does indeed come down to a field goal, tough environment to kick in with that raucous crowd in Lumen Field, I think it's called now. I remember it. I think it's CenturyLink Stadium, but I think it's now called Lumen Field. Weather potentially could play a role in this game. I'm hearing wet weather in the Seattle area leading into the game, but I was listening to the Extra Point Show on WGR and Pat Hammer from WGRZ. He was talking in Seattle how sometimes the wet weather in the area doesn't necessarily reach the area near the stadium. I'm not a meteorologist, so I really didn't listen beyond that. But if wet weather is indeed an issue, that's going to obviously up the difficulty for Tyler Bass as he continues to work toward a consistent finish to this season, because a lot riding on how he finishes this season. He was given that contract and a lot of uncertainty surrounding his future in Buffalo, and they certainly need him to get a hold on things as he was able to against the Titans, 6-for-6 on his PATs and field goals.
Alex, let's talk about the pass rush for a second, because Seattle's offensive line is a bit beat up and they do some rotational things there. Geno Smith has been sacked frequently this year, but Geno Smith has also been good at moving the pocket, evading those sacks. So I think it's going to be key for some of these guys to finish. If you're looking at Epineza and Rousseau to be two guys off the edge that are in that backfield for Seattle and causing and disruptions and mayhem, do we see Rousseau and Epineza take that just slight notch up, their game up just a slight notch to finish? They've been disruptors consistently, near consistently throughout the course of the season, but we're not seeing them finish with the actual sacks. What are your thoughts on the edge rushers for the Bills going into this game against Seattle?
Yeah, they got to have a big week. They got to have a big week this week. This is a Seattle offensive line that can be exposed. Geno was sacked 7 times against the New York Giants. It's not often you see a quarterback sacked 7 times, and he's been sacked multiple times in each week since, a total of 11 over the last 4 weeks. So that's 18 sacks in 5 weeks against this Seattle offensive line. The right side particularly a little bit vulnerable, and I think Greg Rousseau needs to put together another solid performance. A lot of the talk after his big performance against the Titans was, we need to see this more often from Rousseau. And I agree. You saw it week one. You saw it this past week. And if you look at his overall rushing numbers, he's been quite consistent in that regard throughout the year. But in terms of the sacks, in terms of the splash plays, you need Rousseau to impact the game at that level if you really want this defense to be a closing defense. And Seattle passes the ball more than anybody in the league, 67% pass rate. They do lead the league in passing yards, but that's really a product of how often they throw it. And when you're dropping back that many times, that allows opposing edge rushers to just pin their ears back and come after you. And A.J. Epinesa needs to step up. He had a good week this past week. And DeJuan Smoot, who I think has provided them with a boost since he came back from injury, that trio before they get Von Miller back in week 9, that's going to be an important element to this game for this Bills defense.
Alex, split the tie for us. Danger has this as a Bills win. I see Seattle taking this. Who do you think comes out on top?
Yeah, like I said earlier, a lot of predictions that I've heard have picked this close. I'm not going to pick it close. I think the Bills are going to go in and take care of business. I think Seattle's 3-game winning streak at the beginning of the season really doesn't tell the whole story. I think their 3-game losing streak might tell the story of what this team is at this stage in their progression. First-year head coach, Geno Smith, a quality quarterback, but I'm not sure he's much more than that. They're without DK Metcalf this week, who's a big, big factor in their passing game. You're throwing it 67% of the time. You have to take some downfield shots. And without DK Metcalf, that's going to be tough to replace. Kenneth Walker, he was dealing with an illness earlier this week. So I think the Bills are going to go into Seattle, and I think they're going to take care of business. Let me pick 28-14.
Two-score win.
Yes.
We'll take it. Alex, tell us about what you're working on here leading up to kickoff that we could check out, the pod, the Batavia Daily News, and, of course, Bills Digest.
My five takes will go on the dailynewsonline.com probably at the end of the day, maybe tomorrow. We already have one pod out this week right here, right now, available on YouTube and all your audio platforms. We've discussed the Seahawks matchup briefly. We'll have another one before the game begins, a little preview content, and then Bills Digest coming out November 4th, the midseason review, the day before the trade deadline, unfortunately. Hopefully, Brandon Bean, if you're listening, Brandon, if you got to do anything, do it before November 3rd. That way the people can read all about it in Bills Digest, available at Wegmans and BillsDigest.com.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe, Alex, by the time I see you next when the Bills play the Dolphins, your Yankees may be the champions of baseball.
Or they could be swept, Gene. You never know. And I know that you're not the guy to do this. You love rooting for rival teams, but you feel free to throw it in my face if they do indeed get swept.
That is not me. That is not me.
I know. I've come to learn that about you, but I don't think that me rooting against the Mets is as much of an outlier as you make it seem.
Danger doesn't root ill on the Packers. Do you, Danger?
Well, Danger is from Minnesota. I don't think I've ever met anybody from Minnesota that I don't like. They're all very, very kind people.
There's a term called Minnesota Nice. Have you heard that term before, Gino?
No, I have not.
I embody that term. I am Minnesota Nice. It's how I was raised. It was my environment.
I learned that in your interview with the BK Selects. Boy, that Nala or whoever, she can really play some flag football. I haven't seen her play hockey, but
she can't. James Scantlebury is going to be a top five pick in the NHL in 3 years, they're projecting. We just had him in studio. But you realize, like, wow, it's kind of cool to have something like that in our backyard. Alex, it is a pleasure, and if your team does win, I will congratulate you.
Let's go, Yanks!
Enjoy the weekend, buddy. Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, Yankee fan here in the sports bar.
How you feeling, Yankee fan? My brother-in-law sucked it up, Danger. He bought tickets for Tuesday night.
No kidding.
Yeah. They were going to go and just kind of go to one of the sports bars down in the city. Like, you know, let's just kind of splurge. And the prices did come down a little bit.
Okay.
By come down, I mean it went from $1,100 to $800. Hey, do you want to take the trip in the spring or do you want to watch a World Series? The way I look at it is you have to treat these as this is our time. The Bills get to the Super Bowl. What do you think that price is going to look like?
Yeah, and honestly, like, I'm not going to judge anybody for how they want to spend their money. Like, if you have the means of being able to go to a game, whether it be a Super Bowl or a World Series, and it's something that you need to see before you die, you need to check it off your bucket list, go for it, man.
Most of us work hard. That doesn't make us privileged. We just work hard. Mm-hmm. And when you work hard, you get paid for working hard, and you can make choices what to do with that.
Right, yeah. And, man, that's exciting. If your team is in the World Series and you have the chance to see a game of the World Series, go.
You did the same thing with your Bears.
Had to.
Yeah.
I didn't like the outcome, but I can always say, man, I went, and it was fun. It was rainy and wet, and the outcome was miserable. But it was an experience, and nobody can take that away.
You had, 10 seconds of glory when your opening kickoff
Hester,
was back. Yeah,
Hester, as a rookie, running it back, the opening kickoff for the first time. A historic play. I mean, the high point of my sports fandom right there. I don't think it'll ever, ever get better than that. That was a memory that I'll cherish forever. So if you have the means, do it. If you have the ability to do it, go for it, man. I love that. And I'm looking forward. It's going to be a fun series. Really going to be a fun series. We talked to PJ earlier this week. I'm not cashing out. I'm gonna hold on to my bet.
Of course,
I'm not cashing out.
No, he didn't say cash out.
He said hedge. I'm not hedging. I'm not doing that either. I'm all in. I'm saying Yankees win this series. Yankees are your World Series champion. I'm not, you know, I don't have to, I didn't bet on how many games. I didn't bet, you know, Yankees or Dodgers minus a game and a half. I said Yankees are going to win the World Series. I did it at the beginning of the postseason, holding on to that bet.
It is such a unique series where both teams have a flaw, and I don't know how it's going to show up. The fact that the Dodgers don't have enough starting pitching. They're going to have to go with potentially two bullpen games. How's that going to tax their bullpen? What does that look like? And then, oh yeah, let's talk about the Yankee bullpen. Yee! Mm-hmm. That'll be, well, or this Cortes come in and deliver something you haven't had in the previous two playoff series. It's just going to be fascinating to see these stars here. And look, you don't have to be a Yankee fan or a Dodger fan. If you love baseball, you should be tuning in.
I just love the urgency of it. There is no tomorrow, right? You just spend all your resources. Go ahead and empty out the tank. Just do whatever you have to do to get the win. And there's still obviously a ton of strategy that goes into the seven-game series. And when you're the Dodgers and you're dealing with that bullpen, yeah, you're going to be, you know, very critical and discerning with what you decide to throw out there. But, man, the urgency of this is it. You have to win. You have to get it done this series.
The other thing, and I'm curious too, what do you do with Freddie Freeman? Are you going to see him at all? I mean, maybe like as a pinch hitter, but
dude, I think he's fine.
He can't move.
I think he hasn't been able to. He hasn't been very mobile, but I think the rest probably does him some pretty, you know, does him well here. And he might not be as mobile as you would want him to be at 100% health, but I don't think that that's going to be as much of a factor. I don't think his ankle is going to be as much of a factor as it was earlier in the postseason. Mm. But it'll be exciting to watch, and that all gets underway with Game 1 tonight from L.A. We have Happy Hour coming up in a couple few. We've got a Bills injury report to recap, the final injury report of the week, and we know of a few players who will be out for Sunday's game in Seattle. We'll talk about who those players are, what it might mean for the Buffalo Bills. We'll give our predictions for Sunday's outcome as well. We have plenty of time for your calls at 866-4326. I should also mention, yeah, we had the BK selection earlier this hour. You should be sitting down for this. Schmitty texted me. Bella's in Schmitty's family, and you know Schmitty's related to everybody. If you know Schmitty, then you know what I'm talking about.
Why does that not surprise
me? It shouldn't surprise you.
No, it should not. Yeah.
All I can say is she's going to have a blast in Minnesota. She's going to fit in right. She loves hockey. She's clearly passionate about it. And she's going to be a beast over there. And we're very fortunate to have these young student athletes in our community doing what they're doing.
It is too small a community. By the way, Freddie Freeman is in the lineup tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got Happy Hour next. And you can join us at 866-4FAN. 585-866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.